Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Kim on a whim.
The city of Seattle is having a very odd and, let's call it, disturbing problem. That is that a group of Seattle homeowners, they're now suing the city, talking about how the elected leaders know about a problem they're having and they're not doing enough about it. And that problem is that pretty much every single day, these homeowners say they look out their window and they see naked men masturbating in the park. Like, it's a daily issue. There are videos. Now, obviously, they're blurred out, but it's a thing. It's every day they're saying they go out, that no one even wants to go to the park because it's become such a rampant issue. Can you imagine? So, I mean, we see weird things in the parks here in the city. Mark, you went out the other day at the, I don't know if you want to call it a park, that's adjacent to our building here in downtown St. Louis of Olive, but you did see a naked man sitting right there on the corner.
Yes, this is true. So that was last summer, but yeah, you're right. So here's a controversial idea. Could they put gates up and say closed for restoration?
Mark, you got it right. You said restoration. I'm so proud of you.
I mean, it worked in the city.
It really was effective.
Chase away the homeless.
Because what happened was they just moved a block over. And then when they closed that one for restoration, so, even though they did nothing, they just kept moving a block over.
This is in Seattle.
It
gets pretty cold in Seattle, which makes that even more impressive.
Well, whatever you want to call it, Mark, it's a clear problem. Now, here's the funny part. This should not surprise you at all, especially given that it's in Seattle. Instead of actually taking action to end the activity, what they're wanting to do is spend taxpayer money on what they're calling, this is in actual documents, they're calling it a public masturbation deterrent infrastructure that they want to set up at the park. Now, what's your first question when I tell you about a public masturbation deterrent infrastructure?
Let me guess, they're going to build shelters so they can go inside and do it without being seen?
Probably. One of the reporters here for this TV station out of Seattle asked one of the city council members, and this was her response.
I don't know the specific definition of that, but again, it's a combination of things besides police, park rangers, public intervention of that, signage, also a code of conduct. There's a bunch of things that we need to address.
The code of conduct and the signage, that's going to ultimately do it. You know what? I bet these creeps are going to see that code of conduct and be like, you know what? This is an honorable. I should stop doing this. I can't believe I once did this. I'm a changed man. I'm going to go elsewhere. I mean, come on.
So in those gun-free zones where you have a picture of a gun with a slash through it, could you put a picture of with a slash through it?
That would be very effective.
Would that stop it?
What a joke. I mean, are you seriously going to waste taxpayer dollars on a sign that has the code of conduct?
Well, how about you arrest people for public indecency there's got to be some sort. Have they erased all ordinances in the city of Seattle, this liberal bastion on the West Coast, that would prevent them from arresting these people for disturbing the peace?
Well, how have they not been arrested? They're just asking the city to enforce the laws. That's what these homeowners are saying. They feel like it's gotten absolutely ridiculous, where one woman was even interviewed. She's like, I don't even feel safe walking out of my home. I have children. I don't want my children coming out of their front door and looking across the street at the park and some guys out there naked. They were saying, not to be too graphic here, one of the people who was interviewed, they were saying that the guys will sit on the hood of their car and do this. It's everywhere.
On the hood of whose car?
Their own car. Let me clarify this. I don't know if it's their own car. I would think it's their own car. I don't think these guys are homeless. I'm sure some of them are. This has become a known area, I guess, in the city to do this. I've never been to Seattle, but Denny Blaine Park is, I guess, this like known regional venue where people go to do this. This is the problem when you have poor leadership and you don't actually address the issue. You're just putting a Band-Aid on it. And I'm not saying we have an issue quite like this here in the city of St. Louis, but remember when they wanted to allow people, the homeless, to pee and poop because they felt like that was the just thing to do here? I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that you hear. And they're not actually fixing the issue. They're not enforcing the laws. They're not locking people up and keeping them there. They're giving them a slap on the wrist. People know it. There's zero deterrent for any of these weirdos who are doing this stuff here in the city of St. Louis, too. And so what do you expect? I mean, people aren't stupid. If they know they can get away with it, what stops them? It's not going to be some stupid sign or code of conduct that they read as they're walking to the park to do this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So I'm still trying to understand, are these people unhoused? Is that the term they're using for them?
Are they homeless
people that live there? Or do they go there for the specific purpose of doing this around each other at this particular park?
I'm sure it's both. The people who were interviewed made it seem like this is a known spot to do this.
Huh.
That they are getting out of their car and doing this. So it sounds like some absolutely are driving there for the very purpose of this, and other people probably are homeless and, you know, stay there or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just
politically incorrect to arrest them for it in Seattle, Washington.
They've completely
thrown common sense out the window. So you could take your child out of your apartment to walk them down the street, and there could be an adult male across the street masturbating. That's what you're telling me in Seattle.
Yeah. It says in recent years, Denny Blaine Park has gained a reputation for having it for being an unofficial nude beach. In 2023, after a private effort to build a playground at the site became public, members of the LGBTQ community pushed back on it, calling it an attempt to purposely displace the queer community that found the park and beach to be a safe haven. The city eventually dropped that playground proposal. Well, yeah, I don't think you should probably put a playground at a place that's become an unofficial nude beach.
Somebody needs to go over there with one of those 40,000 watt tasers, and I'll bet you could put an end to that in one day.
Well, that might do the trick.
Then you would probably get charged with assault. Don't you think?
Oh, 100%. They'd probably do nothing about the person who was doing that act,
or
and you would be punished.
Or, this may be controversial, they should set up some speakers and play some music for them. Don't you think?
Oh gosh.
Go ahead, Ethan. I think this is where we need to go.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, come on. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it? That'd just blend in with the theme of Seattle these days.
Just, where is our society gone? Like, why are we here and why are we not doing anything about it?
I don't know. I've given up on the left coast in this country. I mean, from L.A., from San Francisco, where you can't walk down the street without stepping in human feces, to parks in Seattle, Washington, where they, with a wink and a nod, tell you it's okay to show up at a public park.
Nude.
And play with yourself.
Yes. The report of this woman said she told the officer she'd seen 6 different men in a week doing this at Denny Blaine Park.
Wow. I bet Denny's even embarrassed. Who's Denny?
Yeah, Denny Blaine's like, can I please get a name change on the park? I don't want this affiliated with my
Denny,
name.
Denny Whoever Blaine's you are, relatives. I don't know who the hell Denny Blaine is, but he now has a stain on his reputation, so to speak.
It just like hurts my heart to see that.
Sorry.
I'm just going to skate right past that, Mark.
A lot of people would like to skate past Denny Blaine Park right now.
I'm sure. It's just so, society is just, I have no words.
I mean, I have heard the occasional story about that happening to people. I know a coworker of mine at Channel 4 told me the story one time. Over, she was walking in Forest Park, and she came around a corner, and there was a guy in a raincoat, and he opened his raincoat and was doing that in front of her. Now, that guy, I don't know if she called it in and got him arrested or not. You've got isolated incidents, but if you know it's happening every day, it's such an easy law enforcement fix. Lock them up and put them in a jail cell somewhere, and then get them mental health help. Because you're sick.
Oh, well, these people clearly need mental health help. Yes.
Okay.
I'm just tired of these cities not, poor leadership, not knowing what to do and how to handle these issues, because this is completely unacceptable, so inappropriate, and for so many reasons. I won't go into it, but my gosh, like, do something about it. Don't put up a stupid sign and a code of conduct saying that this isn't acceptable. And also, please wear a shirt and shoes. It's like sign you see at the front of a business. Now, the difference is that business owner will actually enforce it and not allow you to shop inside their store if you walk in naked or you walk in without proper shoes on or something like that. But clearly, that's not happening at the park in Seattle. So good luck to those homeowners who live nearby. I feel for you having to deal with this.
Unbelievable.
Do you want to be the cop that has to arrest that guy?
No, I don't. No, thank you. All right, let's get to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Just fade it. You
have to show them that you're really not. Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.